The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Jacobowitz, Chaver Va'ad HaRabbanim Mishmeres Kohanim and Merkaz Halacha of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis HaVa'ad Halacha Center. This volume has been graciously dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shimshon Beanstock and family in memory of Nechama Bas Kalev Klein Aleha Shalom. May the Torah studied through this volume be an everlasting zechus for her neshama.
Kitin Daf Memhei. Gemara and Daf Memhei Mabez discusses halacha of a sefer Torah or tefillin from mezuzahs that are written by a goy. And the Gemara says, Tanya Hamnuna Breder Ova Mi Pashrunya, the written of Raisa, sefer Torah or tefillin and mezuzahs, Shekosvoi, Min, Umostar, Vilchovim, was written by a goy, or Yid is a min, the Eved, the Isha, the Katan, the Kusi, Yisrael Mummer, all these people, tefillin. If a Torah is filmed, this is a pasuk shnema, because it's a pasuk in the parasha of Tefillin. Uksharetam uksavtam. Uksharetam lo yisaydecha, and then it says uksavtam. Kol sheyeshna b'kshira, anyone is included in kshira, in time of Tefillin, anyway he puts on Tefillin, yeshna b'ksiva, is included in ksiva. And they could write Tefillin and mezuzahs. Kol sheyeshna b'kshira, anybody does not put on Tefillin, in the b'ksiva, cannot write Tefillin and mezuzahs. This includes both people who do not put on Tefillin, because they're pasha potter from the mitzvah, like a cotton, or like an isha. Those are people who do not do the mitzvah of tefillin because they're not mechuyev in the mitzvah of tefillin. It also includes people who are not being mekayev because they don't believe in it. Someone is a min, such a person is a yid, is a rasha. In certain circumstances, what he writes is going to be possible. He's also not including shir because he does not keep the mitzvah. The Shulchan Aruch says in Arachaim Simon on the Tash Nukos film, the first sif, tefillin shekotz on eved, tefillin are written by an eved, a isha, or a lady, a cotton, or a child under the age of a mitzvah. Afilu v'giyel v'chinuch, even if he's already old enough, he's up to the age of chinuch. A kusi is written by a kusi. A kol mumer l'avayis lulim, anyone who uses the mumer that he does have a yazara, a ma'itz l'anasim, it gives yidin over to goyim. Psul mis pasul v'chinuch siv, because it says in the pasul v'ksharetum v'ksavtum, kol she'in is a kshira. Anybody who's not included in the mitzvah of kshira, playing on tefillin, ayin ma'amin ma'amin, anyone does not believe, he's not ma'amin, does not believe in the mitzvah of tefillin, ayin v'ksiva, he cannot write. He's not included in the ksiv on the writing of Tefillin Mezuzahs or Sefer Torah. So this is in regards to writing a Sefer Torah, Tefillin Mezuzahs. What about in terms of making tzitzis? So Tzitzis says by Asa Nachman Heim of Beis, Kol Sheyesh Mekshir Yesh Mekshir, but Tzitzis Mekan Leim Rabbi Yantam, that Rabbi Yantam inferred from here, that Ein Isha get a lulav of Oysa Tzitzis. That lady cannot bind together the lulav of Adas Maravis, or Oysa Tzitzis, which forgets us right now, making tzitzis. A lady cannot make tzitzis. Kivin Le Mitzkla, since she's not Mechuyiv in the mitzvah of tzitzis, she cannot make tzitzis. And Tzitzis argues in this amount of time. Tzitzis ain't near it, does not appear right. The Mid Paslim, Bereshat Chela, Tzitzis, Baal Gukhovim, we need a drasha, a makar to say that Goyim cannot make tzitzis, the Darish Vidashin, Bnei Yisrael, the Osir, Vloy Baal Gukhovim, that Bnei Yisrael can make tzitzis, the Abra Bnei Yisrael, and by them it says, Vosir, Vloy Baal Gukhovim, Goyim cannot make tzitzis, makar the Isha Kashera, a lady is a clue Bnei Yisrael, she will be cautious to make tzitzis. So he brings a riot also, so because Gambach share of a lady with a Vasukh is Kasha, Tavgo, Sefer Torah, Tefillin, Mezuzahs, the Chaz of Sharat and Ksavim is a special drasha that says this. So tzitzis are made by a lady, Tzitzis is saying they would be Kasha. If we look in Shulchan Aruch, so there's two parts to making tzitzis that there's a special requirement. There's Tviya tzitzis, there's spinning the wool in order to make the tzitzis, and then there's actually putting the tzitzis onto the beged. Putting the strings of the tzitzis onto the beged of the Dalan Kantzis, the beged that has four corners. So if we look in the Shulchan Aruch, in two places of the tzitzis, in Simi Yud Aleph, it discusses the halacha of tfiya, of spinning the wool, the strings, to create the strings of tzitzis. And over there it's clear in Simi Yud Aleph, Sif Aleph, that a lady is allowed to do it. It has to be on the Shema, has to be on the Shem, the mitzvah of making tzitzis. But as long as it's done for the purpose of the mitzvah of making tzitzis, it's done on the Shema, because we have a drasha, gedilam tasalach, you should make tzitzis lach, l'shem chayva, for your mitzvah, for your chiyuv. A lady can do it also, it's before Shulchan Aruch. So if you tell a lady to make tzitzis for me, l'talis, you tell her to do it for you for the mitzvah tzitzis, she's neman, she's trusted that she did it right, or she comes forward with tzitzis and says that she was tover them, she spun the wool to make tzitzis, it's kosher, and we can trust her that she did it. So a lady is for sure kosher for tzviya tzitzis, for making the strings for tzitzis, as long as she did it l'shma, as long as she did it for the mitzvah, she didn't just make it because she was spinning wool for other reasons. Then Simi Yudalad Stefalov is discussed halach of putting the tzitzis onto the beged itself, and there it says that their machaber doesn't seem to have any problem. Machaber is an ishak shir la'asayson. A lady is kosher to make the tzitzis to put them onto the beged, and it says v'yesh machmirim v'hatzor hanashim shi'asos. Some tzar machmer say they have to have men do this job. The toiv la'as came l'chatzchila. It's good to be machmer to do this l'chatzchila. So the Mishnah Berurah says that some are machmir, they have to have a man to put the tzitz on the bag. That's not new b'shva. Even if you have a lady doing it and a man watching, it's not going to help. And the man's telling her how to do it, it's not going to help. Because these places can they dash of B'nai Yisrael, but also this drash of the Gemara is mashma also is coming to exclude B'nai Yisrael. Same B'nai Yisrael excludes Goyim. It also excludes B'nai Yisrael. Yiddish girls, Jewish girls are not included in B'nai Yisrael, but also in this drash of, and therefore they cannot put tzitzis onto a beged. This is the opinion of the Shita, and therefore they say, L'chatchilo, you should have a man putting the tzitzis onto the beged, onto the four-cornered article of clothing. However, B'diyeved is clear that it's on L'chatchilo, Taylas Ken L'chatchilo, B'diyeved is clear that it's kosher, because really the pashtus is that there's no such mir, there's no such drasha. The Gemara Menoch, the staff Membeis, only excludes Goyim from B'nai Yisrael, and not B'nai Yisrael does not exclude ladies. The Shita of Rabbi Tam that just says that the same way ladies are possible for Rang, Solom, Zuzus, because Nabachal Kshir, they should also be possible for putting tzitzis on the beged, is not brought down. So therefore, La Halacha, a lady could definitely spin the wool for the tzitzis of Shas Lashma. She could also put the tzitzis onto the beged of Dalat Kamsus. Just there, it would be like a chilo that a man should do it, not a lady, because there are some places that would hold the B'nai Yisrael of us who does exclude them. But B'diyev, there will be kosher if the ladies do it. Now, what about in terms of the guy? So here, it's for sure, for putting the tzitzis onto the beged, that's for sure that a guy is not going to be allowed to do it. That's all drasha on the Gemara. And the Machaber says as such. Tzitzis are son any Yehudi. Tzitzis are made by a guy. As the Mishmur explains, you teal him a beged, the guy put onto the beged. It's possible to serve Dabar of an Yisrael. And the Asuba and Tzitzis Afuke any Yehudi is clearly coming to exclude that if a guy does it, it's not kosher. It's not going to help if the guy did Lishma, if his son was standing over him, we know he did Lishma, the shame, the mitzvah of Tzitzis. It's not going to help. It's a drush, it's a me, that guy cannot do it. It has nothing to do with doing a Lishem mitzvah or doing an Lishem mitzvah. It's not going to make a difference. It's not going to help. What about in terms of tzitzis? Let's go back to the other shiloh, spinning the wool to make the tzitzis. In terms of putting the tzitzis onto the beged, there a guy is the smite, and even a lady, it says that she shouldn't do it because some place can hold a B'nai Yisrael, but also is coming to exclude B'nai Yisrael. But the other is the halacha, she does it kosher. What about in terms of spinning the wool, the tfiyah of the wool, tfiyah it's a hachutin, in order to make the threads for the tzitzis? So there we said there's no halacha of B'nai Yisrael, and that's why a lady's allowed to do as long as she does on the shema. Because no one would say there's any exclusion on her. And the same would apply in principle in regards to a guy. Since there's no drasha of B'nai Yisrael v'asu in regards to spinning the wool to make the wool to make the strings for the tzitzis, the same way a lady does if she does the lishma, technically if a guy would be b'tayva, would spin the wool lishma, would also be good. Question is, could we rely on the guy that he's doing the lishma? Certainly if a guy just comes forth with strings and says the lishma, we're not going to trust him, as opposed to a lady who we would trust. What about the yid standing over and watching him, telling him to do lishma? Machaber says in Siman Yid Aleph Sif Beis, Tavon Nachir the guy spanet Yisrael Emel Gavli, a yid is standing over him, but Emel Shias Lishma tells him to do lishma. La Rambam Pasul, the Rambam is Pasul, because the guy, no matter what we tell him, even we're standing over it, he's always doing it for his own reasons. He's not listening to us. He doesn't care what we say. He's not doing the lishma. La Rosh Kasha, according to the Rosh, would be Kasha. And the Mos says, I go, the Noigin Minigit, Shisiye Yisrael Ma'at, if he helps out a little bit. That means the Mos goes, like he usually goes, he goes to the opinion of the Rosh, not the Rambam. And therefore he says that if a guy spins the wool for the tzitzis, it's kosher as long as he is standing over him and reminding him and make clear to him they have to do the Shema. But he says, the Minigit, the Yit should help out a little bit. Now the Yit's helping out a little bit, it's not really going to make the difference at the end of the day. Because according to the Rambam, it's not going to help. It's still going to be possible. Because the main job was done by the guy. And according to the Rosh, that Isamir, that relies on the fact that the yid standing over him reminding him the whole time to do lishma, you don't really need the yid to help out a little bit. And if the yid is not reminding him to do lishma, it's not going to help for the yid to help out a little bit. It's the minute to be machmer, even though we do like the rush, the minute gets to be machmer, that besides the yid standing over him the whole time and telling him to do lishem, the mitzvah that we have of tzitzis, also the yid to help out a little bit. Now, l'chatchila, Mishnah Berurah says we should not be samech on the rush, although there are muslims to go with it, that's good enough if the yid stands over him and tells him to do lishma, l'chatchila, we should look around, Mishnah Berurah says, because the Vira Grah, the gun shows how Taisus and the Marcha also like the Rambam. So the Rambam and the Taisus and the Marcha, they're all machmer, so we cannot rely on the guy that he's going to do it lishma, even for standing over him and telling him to do it lishem the mitzvah. So therefore, we should not be summed up on the opinion of the Rosh and the Ramal of Chila. However, Shatav Chak, when you stop, there's no yid who knows how to spin it, who knows how to spin it, who's capable of doing it, capable of spinning it, capable of doing it lishma. So we can rely on the guy doing it, rely on Shitas Rosh, as long as there's a yid standing over him the whole time reminding him and telling him to make sure he does it lishma. That's in regards to a guy spinning the wool for tzitzis. Now the Rambam holds that it's possible because he's not going to do a lishma even if we stand over him. The Rosh holds if we stand over him and tell him lishma is good, and Kedai the Yid should help out a little bit and play some sort of a role in the spinning of the wool. And Mashiach HaTzchak, we're really stuck with Bishamach on the Rosh, and we'll say that on the guy doing that with the Yid standing over. Now there's another place where the same Machlokes Rambam and Rosh applies, and they have the same Shalom going on in Shulchan Aruch. in Tefillin Siman Aleph Beis by Ibel Oris, by working on the skin in order to make it into leather that can be used for the Tefillin. So there, there's a law as follows: Siman Aleph Beis Sif Tes. In Ibda and Yehudi, if the guy is the one who did the work on the skin to make it into leather for the Tefillin, La Rambam Pasul, according to Rambam's name Pasul, Ful Amal Yisrael. Even if the year says Ba'abu the Shmai, to do the work, to the tannery, to do the work, L'shmai, it's not going to help. Well, the Rosh Kasher, according to Rosh Kasher, and we saw Ema Gabal, if the year standing over, Masilin helps him. The Ma says, Ksas Ba'abu, he helps him out a little bit with the work. Now, again, over here, the Rama is going really with the seat of the Rashid of the Rosh. Here, the Rama even says, Machain, again, the Minigus, he's some upon the Rosh. And the Machaber leaves us off, Machain, Rambam and Rosh, whether it helps him, he is standing over the guy and telling him to do the Eva the Iris, to work on the leather, work on the skin, L'shmai. And the Rama says the minigus gets to be mako with the fact that he helps out a little bit. Now, if he helps out a little bit, it's not really going to make it or break it. According to the Rambam, it's going to be possible. According to the Rosh, it's going to be kashim without his help. And it's nice minig to each help out a little bit. Based on what the Mishnah brought from the Bira Agro before by Hilchos Tzitzis, by making the spinning the wool to make the tzitzis, the same should apply over here. Now, there should be other Rishonim which all at the Rambam, and therefore, the Chatzchila, we should definitely not be samech on the guy, even with he helping out a little bit. However, for stock the shachakak, we could be samech on the guy, and it would just be good if he'd help out a little bit. But the main point being that he's standing over him, telling him the whole time to do all the shema. They've made it for our tefillin. And we have tefillin with Kusha's tefillin. Here again, the Mishnah Berurah does say that the meaning is that the yid should play an active role. The yid should do a large portion of the work, not just help out a little bit. It's probably the Mishnah Berurah going to Shatatai, and Mishnah Berurah brought from the Bira Agro and the Chosidus, so we're not really samech on the rosh unless it's a shachakak, unless it's very extenuating circumstances that are really stuck. And therefore, the yid by the tefillin also shouldn't just help out a little bit. He should play an important role. Mishnah Berurah, if a garichus, that was getting too involved in the details of the process of preparing the skin and making it into leather for tefillin, Mishnah Berurah gets very detailed discussing how much of the process the yid has to do himself. Whether he has to be involved in the beginning, it's good enough he's involved in the end, but clearly the yid should play an important role in doing it. And then whatever the guy does, it's not so important. The yid should tell him to do the shema, but that's not the main part. The yid did an important enough role that's called the ibad iris, that they're working on the leather to make the tefillin, so the kwaf of the tefillin was done the shema. However, if we're really stuck, since we have the opinion of the Rosh and the Rama, if we're really stuck, we have no other apes, no other solution, we can have the guy do it as long as he is standing over and minding them the whole time to do the shema, then it would be preferable if he will help out a little bit. Now, there's other jobs involved in making the tefillin. For example, we have to take the leather afterwards and make it black. We have to color it black, the hashkara, making it shachar, making it black, both in regards to the batim. The bottom of the tefillin, the outside of the tefillin has to be colored black, and also the retzuras, the straps of the tefillin have to be made black. Now, by the retzuras, it's clearly a lachol meshmesinah that has to be black. The Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Lamed Gimel, Sif Gimel, the retzuras, being the arm and the cloth, what he made from skin, he made from cloth, from worked out cloth, it's kosher, it's good. But the lachol meshmesinah, sure, retzuras shcharis. The lachol meshmesinah, it's in their eyes, the lachol meshmesinah, the retzuras, the straps of the tefillin have to be shcharis, they have to be black, and on the outside. On the inside, they don't have to be black, and now I'll make it red. There's no reason why someone should have the resource that's filling black on the outside and black on the inside. It only has to be black on the outside. Some people are worried that maybe the strap will turn around and it'll come out that the outside was black, but really, the only part of the straps that's filling that can't turn around is the part that's immediately by the top of the arm, and also by the shorosh, the part that goes from the bayi to the shorosh to the knot in the back, and those parts don't usually flip around. It's usually the straps that are further down, hanging down the shorosh. Those are the parts that are liable to get turned around, and there it doesn't really make a difference if it gets turned around. Mr. Burr says it's a nice thing, it's nice if the tefillin and the black should be on the outside, but it's not really so important. So the only part that really has to be black is the outside of the retzuras, not the inside of the retzuras. So who is allowed to do this job of dyeing the retzuras, of coloring them black? So here the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Lamed Gimel Sif Daled, it's good that you should do a l'shma. It's good not to be samech on the guy, you should do it, but do a l'shma. But Mechaber says, it's a good thing. And the Mishnah Berurah said it's mashna, but even the guy would do it, it's good enough. Because now which the retzuras have to make black, it doesn't really have to be the shema. It's a nice thing to do a l'shma, and therefore we'd rather use the yid. But it doesn't really have to be done a shema, according to the opinion of the Mechaber. And therefore, if a guy does it, it's not the end of the world, it's better to have a yid do a shema. If a guy does it, I guess it would be better to try to be an algabim, stand on top of him, do a shema. But it's not so important, we're not going to have the real machlokes around him and rush over here, if we could trust the guy that's doing the shema when we stand over him. The Mos says, if the guy does the arabatim, he colors that black, the batim black, that b'diavad will be kosher. Avir tzuris, the straps to hang down, a little b'diavad possible, even b'diavad is possible. Shmur explains that the Ramah holds that not the Mechaber. The Mechaber holds that it has to be black, so it doesn't have to be the Shema. It's only the Chatzilah. Therefore, if you have to use a guy, it's not the end of the world. However, the Ramah holds that the Ritzuas have to be done, have to be made black, Lishma, and therefore cannot be Samach on the guy. Again, the Prasak will be Samach on the Shita of the Rosh, Shasukak will be Samach on the Shita of the Rosh, that if a guy does, if he is standing over him, so then it's not so bad, it could be Samach on that. It will be Kashem. It would be better if he helps out a little bit. But normally speaking, we would not be Samach on the guy making the Ritzuas. Now, if he does not stand over him, we certainly would not be Samach on the guy blackening the Ritzuas, because the Ramah holds it has to be done Lishma. This is only by the Ritzuas. However, by the batim, there their mother does not take the strong stand. Their mother is b'diavad kosher if the guy is the one who blackened the arab batim. The truth is that the Shmur says that the mother is probably going with the opinion of the mechaber and similar with base of mem. The arab batim mitzvah says the shachar. It's a mitzvah to make it black, but it's not ma'akim. The fact that the batim has to be black, we're very nervous. Our batim should always be black. The mechaber there holds only a mitzvah should be black. The ritzuas. That means the important part of the Ritzuas for sure, and the extra part of the Ritzuas, the Shiloh, the Halacha, but the important part of the Ritzuas that you have to have, the beginning of the Ritzuas must be black, that's the Halacha, Mesh Mishinai. Then we have Machlekes Mechaber, the Ramah. Mechaber doesn't have to be the Shema. It's better if he does the Shema, but it doesn't have to be. The Ramah holds it has to be done the Shema. The blackening of it has to be the Shema. But the Batim, the Ramah has to be black. The Mechaber, the Ramah holds only a mitzvah. Now over there, in Simulam the base, if Meshavur brings in many places to hold, that's Ma'akav. It has to be black, even the batim has to be black, and then maybe it's important to be lishma also, that would be a good question, a good shiloh. Of course, there's an opinion that the batim has to be black, doesn't have to be lishma. But the mechaber, their mob, they hold the batim just for chachilah, it's a mitzvah to be black. As opposed to the ritzuah, which has to be black, so there, their mob is of the opinion that has to be black and lishma. And therefore, we have to avoid the guy and only use a yid. Turns out, having a lady doing this process of blackening the ritzuah, which is halacha mishmei Sinai, even both according to the Mechaber and the Mosloch Mishmi Sinai, and the Mechaber holds even has to be the Shema, not like the Mechaber, could a lady do it. So here the Mishnah Berurah says in Simulam Gimel that this really could have a lady do it, because since it's not in the goof of the tefillin itself, it's only on the Ritzuas. So though on the one end the Ritzuas are very chomer, that the Loch Mishmi Sinai has to be black, has to be Shachar, and the Batim don't have that Loch, it's a special Loch in the Ritzuas, according to the Mechaber and their mother, it has to be done. Halach Mishmi Sinai has to be made black. However, since it's not in the tefillin itself, it's kosher, if we do it in Isha, if a lady does it, just have to make sure she does the lishma. If she does the lishma, there's no difference between a man or a lady. You don't have the mit of a kshayat of a ksavta. There's no exclusion for ladies. And in terms of the lishma, a lady is trusted. As opposed to a guy, where there, since the guy is not trusted to do the lishma, unless the shas chak left it really stuck, we don't really trust the guy to do the lishma. Only with the shas chak, then we're semach on yitz standing over him. So there, the mechaber says it's better that yitz do the lishma and not a guy. And the most says it's possible if a guy is the one that makes her suit black. However, for a lady to do it, that'll be fine as long as she does the lishma. Since it's not on the gufa tefillin, it's not on the physical bias of the tefillin itself or on the cloth of the tefillin, it's only on the ritzuas. So the ritzuas must be black on the outside, not on the inside. It's good if the yid is going to do the lishma. The ramah holds the yid has to be going to do the lishma. If a lady does lishma, that's perfectly fine.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.